You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk some sports as we move towards winding down summer and firing up the fall football season. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Ubakin is here. So Michigan State kicks off its season Friday night. The Utah State Aggies will be in East Lansing. And Saturday night, Michigan will be in South Bend to take on Notre Dame. Let's get your thoughts on how each team is positioned as the 2018 season starts. In fact, the AP Top 25 poll has Michigan State ranked number 11 and Michigan at 14th. Did that surprise you?
Not in the least, based on the data that they've got. I mean, that's basically last season, of course. Mm-hmm. Michigan did not finish too well at 8-5. I think Michigan will do better than 14. It's worth noting that in 1997, the last time Michigan won a national title, they were ranked 14th. So our old point that nobody knows anything, but based on what they know, that's about right.
All right, so let's talk quarterback. What does Shea Patterson bring to the Wolverines as quarterback?
A chance to win a Big Ten title. That's what he brings.
He's
that much better than what they've got. No surprise when he was named the starter a couple weeks ago. Yeah. He is from the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, which is probably the best conference out there, debatable, and he's ready to go. Now, the question is, how fast can you master the new offense, the new playbook, and so on? It is a new team with new systems, new players, and so on. So, but that is a big step forward for Michigan.
And over to the Spartans, how is Brian Lewerke positioned to lead the Spartans?
Very, very well. He had a great season last year. His strengths are many that he has very few weaknesses.
Okay, that's
sounds
nice.
Like a silly thing to say, but he's not razzle-dazzle. He's not going to be a Heisman Trophy finalist, I don't think. But he makes very few mistakes. Last year, he had 20 touchdown passes against only 7 interceptions. That's a very good ratio. And with that great Michigan State defense, that will give you a chance to win games.
Now, what are the challenges each of these teams faces going after that Big Ten title?
Two things in both cases. One, the offensive line is uncertain in both cases. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to go very far without a dominant offensive line. That sets up everything, the quarterback, the running game, you name it.
You got to roll over bodies.
You got to roll over bodies. And when you have one of those, a good offensive line, you kill time on the clock, which means your defense gets to rest. So Bo Schembechler always said it all starts and ends with the offensive line. He might have been right. Second thing is you're playing in a brutal division. The Big Ten East, I think, in fact, you can show it so far numerically, is the strongest in the country. Stronger even than Alabama's division, even than the divisions out west. You've got Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State, all top 14 teams. That is a brutal division.
And how about on the national stage? What are you predicting for the two?
They'll both be playing in January, and a bowl game is my guess. Right now, if I had to call it, I'd call Ohio State 11-1, Michigan 10-2, and Michigan State 9-3, but who knows anything?
All right, so as the Spartans are favored by 18 this weekend against the Aggies.
And should be.
So the big game this weekend will be Michigan-Notre Dame. They're both ranked pretty closely, what, number 12 and number 14.
That's right.
What are you watching for?
Tell you what, if Michigan's defense can give the offense one quarter to get their act together, and they probably can, just give them 15 minutes, then Michigan should take off, I think.
I got to get your thoughts on Ohio State and the three-game suspension for Coach Urban Meyer. And I seem to recall you kind of called it.
More or less. About 3 weeks ago when they first suspended him and announced the investigation, I said, don't believe the rumors. At the time, the national press was saying he's going to get fired. Mm. And I said, no how and no way. He's going to get 1 to 3 game suspension, and that's going to be it. Why? Because titles trump dishonesty, which is what the case is here. And that's your lesson.
And you did. I remember you tweeted that out. I expect 1 to 3 games, and he got those 3 games. So what is the message OSU sent in the way it handled the situation? Or more to the point, what should have happened?
What should have happened is it should have been handled way, way upstream. In 2015 or 2009, when you have reports already of domestic violence, I don't think you need to know any more than that. There are a lot of shades of gray to this case, but how to handle domestic violence is not one of them. And that is you call the authorities and you handle it very seriously, and this was not done here. So that's deeply unfortunate. Then the next thing is, when you're in that situation, Urban Meyer got up there at the Big Ten Media Days. All he had to say at that point is Zach Smith, the coach in question, has been dismissed from the team. It is a legal action. It is under investigation. Therefore, I have no more comment. And that would have been probably good enough for anybody.
And remind us what he said.
He went all in. That the article my friend Brett McMurphy wrote is bogus. It's ridiculous. Just all but challenged him to a knife fight. And this is a man, by the way, who's got a lot of free time right now, Brett McMurphy, and a lot of ability, which he spent in Columbus the following week getting Courtney Smith, the victim, on the record. So Urban Meyer stepped into a big, fat bucket. And by the way, how many times must I repeat Don Canham's advice, never turn a one-day story into a two-day story? You have a bad situation. Do not make it worse.
you know, spinning off of this Urban Meyer situation, there have been other incidents in college football, certainly former Michigan coordinator DJ Durkin in Maryland and the death of a player. You get people wondering, should I watch college football? Or parents wondering, should I have my kid play football?
Well, I hope fans of Michigan feel more heartened by this in the sense, not by the bad news, certainly, yeah, by the sense that this is not happening at Michigan. So pick your team carefully, is what I would say. If I was a Maryland fan, I'd be very much on the outs with the program. You cannot spin the idea of a death by a player that could have been avoided and should have been avoided. I don't know how you spin that, and you can't, and you shouldn't. DJ Durkin is currently under investigation by his school, Maryland. He's the head coach. I'd be surprised if he was the head coach next week for the games, and I think they're going to fire him.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon, it's good to have you back. Summer's over, fall's begun. We're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we will.